Addressing members of the Committee of Intelligence and Security Services of Africa, or CISA, at the opening session of a security workshop in Khartoum yesterday, Al-Burhan said Sudanese authorities are committed to combating all forms of violence on the continent, including terrorism and religious extremism inside Sudan. The CISA workshop brought together heads of intelligence and security services across Africa in Khartoum under the theme, The Role of De-radicalization and Rehabilitation in Combating Terrorism. Al-Burhan says, despite ongoing political and security challenges, Sudan's leaders remain committed to restoring stability in the country by enacting new laws and security reforms and signing international agreements. Al-Burhan says Sudan stands firm and remain unshaken in condemning all forms of extremism, violence, terrorism, and all other criminal activities that have been carried out by extremist and terrorist groups. I am here, he says, reiterating our commitment to face any kind of terrorism and fight it with all means. Al-Burhan says, like other countries, Sudan is facing a wave of violent extremism and terrorism. At the same event, Zainab Ali Kotoko, Executive Secretary of CISA, says the continent has been a target for many extremist organizations who continue to recruit young Africans by taking advantage of poverty, high unemployment, and lack of education. Kotoko says youth-centered approaches will help prevent young people from being recruited into terrorist groups.
Africa is enduring a relentless threat posed by terrorism and violent extremism, which has in recent years increased geographically to all the five regions of the continent. Recent statistics indicate that the Sahel region has become increasingly more violent over the past 15 years, with deaths rising by over 100% between 2007 and 2021.
Kotoko says deaths in the Sahel region accounted for 35% of global terrorism-related deaths in 2021. Ambassador Joseph Ochwet, Director of Ugandan Intelligence and the Head of Intelligence in the East African region, says terrorism groups such as Al-Shabaab, the Islamic State, the Allied Democratic Forces or ADM continue to be active in many societies across the region.
The current threats, which are dynamic and evolving, impel the need to institute initiatives that include preventions to complement the traditional counter-terrorism works. This entails using soft approaches meant to prevent people from being drawn into terrorism or to support terrorism.
Ochoet says in order for a successful de-radicalization to take place across East Africa and the continent in general, it is important to identify why certain communities fall victim to terrorist attacks. CISA was established in Nigeria in 2004 to address security challenges confronting the continent. It is comprised of 54 African intelligence bodies. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit,